Shepherd, though, turns the puck up ice to Lake. Lake puts on the brakes. Lake looks for the trailer. It's Mosey. Mosey has a lane in front. It's off a skate and in. It's going to go off a Nielsen skate. Welcome to Clan Chat, Aaron Murphy. Delighted to have Cade Nielsen live and exclusive from Nottingham. And Cade, it's been a whirlwind few weeks. And before we get too far into it, let's just talk a little bit about how the last few weeks have unfolded and kind of the excitement levels for you to pull on that purple jersey.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I think it's kind of moved really fast. Obviously, I was supposed to be going to school next year. That didn't work out. Just things happened. So had to figure out something, and Glasgow was kind of the perfect place. And I was really excited to get that opportunity. It's really close to my family, so hopefully I'll be able to see them, like my grandparents, aunt, uncle. I have a couple cousins there. So it just seems like a perfect spot. Great. Really excited to start my professional career there too.
I mean, 94 looks so good in a GB jersey, and it's going to look, I think, perfect in purple. It's lovely because your mom has all the family you just mentioned there in Scotland. So it's got to be a special place. And certainly, as you said, it probably is a no-brainer that that's where you get your professional start.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm hoping 94 works very well in Glasgow too. It's done good for me at GB, so I figured I shouldn't change the number. So excited about that. But yeah, it's just going to be really nice to see some family, and I'm just really excited to start my professional career. I think it's been a long time coming. And if you talk to people that know me, I think they probably saw this coming before I did.
Let's talk about the NCAA, though, because, look, you spent some time at University of Alaska at Fairbanks, and certainly that would have been another learning progression on the ladder towards this moment, right? So even though you're not going back to school and maybe that transfer didn't work out, it's still an important part of your development.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially that first year I was there, I learned a lot. I went from playing a lot everywhere I've been and had to actually battle some adversity. So kind of learned a lot about myself and just kind of figured out how to be a pro before pro, just a kind of extra step there. So it was a lot of fun in Alaska, and I made a lot of lifetime friends, kind of had a really good freshman class there, and had some good living arrangements. We had 9 guys in the house this year, which is pretty cool, my whole class. So had a lot of fun there, made a lot of friends, but I figured it was time for me to move on and just for my best interest.
You and I spoke, I think it was heading into a GB tournament. It was after your first year at Alaska Fairbanks, and we had quite a frank discussion where obviously coaches and different styles, and you had to battle for ice time and all that. And I remember the time thinking, this is a really mature young man who sees that, you know, nothing's given, everything is earned. And so through that adversity, I think some of your GB performances have been special because you get that opportunity and you grab it by the scruff of the neck when you get the chance.
Yeah, I think so. I think that first year in Alaska, I definitely struggled. I think it took some time for me to, I think that summer when we were having that talk, that was kind of when I was reflecting, and I might not have always been in the best mood. And I think that just kind of translated as a later lesson, kind of learned it after the season was over. But yeah, I think I still remember that. It was the playoff weekend before we had our Nottingham tournament, and I had a pretty good tournament that year. So yeah, it was just really good to reflect on after that year. It's kind of hard to figure it out mid-season, but looking back on it, I like to think that I've kind of improved myself in that way.
And let's go to the GB side of things, because I've been lucky to be in that chair to call your first senior goal, and I've called games involving you at U20s and U18s, I believe, as well. So you've been on a pretty cool journey from the Aberdeen Wings and the NAHL, U18s, U20 success, and certainly the 1A tournament you referenced there in Nottingham, you were instrumental in that gold and promotion. But I think it's the way you've adapted against the likes of the Canadas and the Finlands. It's been impressive to watch from U18s to seniors. And is there a moment on that journey where you go kind of went, wow, I can play against any level, any team? Was there a moment where you're like, yeah, this is it and it's coming together?
I think so. I think growing up with the U18 and U20, I remember every year it was me and Mason Biddulph were always line mates. And I think we worked really well together, but we're both pretty competitive people. So it was quite funny. Like the first year, I think he won the player of the tournament. And we were kind of giving it back to each other, like, oh, I want it. So we got it. And then a couple of years later, I ended up winning it. So we had a really good, healthy relationship where we wanted the best for each other, but we wanted our own success. We wanted our team success. So that was really cool, just the friendships you make at those tournaments too, just because I was away for so long, coming back, seeing all my friends that I grew up with and played with forever, like the likes of Joe Hazeldine, that I get to play with again this year, which I'm really excited for. And then just the men's that first year was a really big learning curve for me too. I went from being the oldest in the league at the junior level to being the baby of the room and the young cub, I think is what Waller and I were called that year. So it was just really nice to be able to learn from the likes of Matthew Myers and Jonathan Phillips and Robert Dowd. All those kind of people were always really good to me and are still really good to me and help me every single year I go there.
Dowd's come away with it again, though. Rebound goal! Nielsen gets in on the act.
And the GB experiences, you just mentioned some of those players, some of the biggest names in the sport, the John Phillips and the Myers, who have hung them up and sort of handed the relay baton over to the likes of you and Liam Kirk. But it's also important because there's going to be a young guy in the next few years that comes into that room and you'd think that you'd remember, like, let's take this guy under our wing and help him out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about the Great Britain national team is just the camaraderie that's in there, and just, I don't know, it's just a different atmosphere than any other team I've been on. It's just everyone's best friends. Everybody wants the best for each other. There's not really many cliques. Like, a lot of team have small cliques, but it's just kind of one big family, and yeah, it's awesome. So hopefully down the line and I can help the new guys coming in.
It's a good point to make because it is a different atmosphere than for me. If I'm calling an EIHL game or even when I've done NHL in the past, when you're around the GB team and even when they're up against you guys are up against the likes of Canada and you go, okay, this is going to take some effort. But like the effort you had against Canada at this past World Championship shows that you can play and compete with anyone. And there is a different vibe there. And I look to someone like Robert Lakovich, who's so important to the Glasgow Clan this upcoming season and had a great year last year. It's those guys that just seem to always feel a foot taller and they skate a little bit quicker when they put that GB jersey on.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the same with everyone. Obviously, like, club games mean everything to each other just during the season. But I don't know, it's just something about representing your country and wearing that jersey is just very prideful. And I think nobody takes it for granted.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and I'll remember that Canada game for a long time because I really thought at one point there that it was on, and certainly you guys battled so hard, and it's just nice to have Kirky back as well, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was massive. I think you could tell. I've done the two at the top flight now, and you can kind of see the difference. Just like Kirky, we all know, is just an incredible talent, and you could see that this tournament we were just kind of a step taller, step bigger. So yeah, you know what I mean, but
yeah,
no, he kind of took the bull by the horns there, scoring, getting it disallowed, and then scoring the next shift. Like, that was a pretty special moment to watch, and just seeing the whole team really work. Everyone was going as hard as they can, and the fact that us as a nation were able to compete, and not only compete but believe that we actually had a chance against a team like Team Canada, was that's very special.
Was there a moment on the bench when the score was close, or even when you had the lead, when you're kind of looking around and you look at one of your buddies, you look at Lacko or you look at Kirky, and you kind of go, this is like movie Hollywood stuff?
Yeah, it was like a miracle on ice. Yeah, we're just kind of looking at each other like, what's going on? And then it just kept staying that way. I was like, we can maybe do this.
My favorite interview of the last probably decade is your man of the match interview from the past World Championships. Just a Domino's and a Skittles. I mean, like, sometimes it really is that you just kind of want to have what it is that you enjoy after a big moment like that. So that was lovely.
Yeah, Domino's and Skittles, that's my favorite. So any chance I can get a Domino's, I'll probably do it. Maybe once a week I'll treat myself to a Domino's. pepperoni, bacon, pineapple with a barbecue base. I know it sounds weird, but it's the best pizza of all time. And then I like the Skittles too. That's my
okay. Well, I tell you what, if you get off to the start that we know you can get off to in purple in 94 in front of the Purple Army, then I will buy you that exact pizza in extra large and a bag of Skittles.
You quickly on to Dowd. Robert Dowd with 2 goals and 2 assists so far this week. Here is Dowd. Dowd to the backhand, flipped it around. Pietrangelo. Mantenuto gives it away. Here's Nielsen. Nielsen scores! Nielsen looked off with a bit of trickery and slots it home on Fazio. 4th of the tournament for Nielsen.
You talked there about playing with the likes of Dowd and some of the legends. What's it going to be like to play against Robert Dowd when you're wearing that purple jersey and you line up against the Steelers?
It'll be weird. I think it'll be cool, but the last couple, like growing up and playing with these guys for the last couple of years, like I've always kind of looked up to them, and Dowdy's been a really good mentor for me these last couple of years, especially. He's always kind of taken time to talk to me about things and help me through just a lot of small things and kind of just teach me the ropes a little bit. So it'll be really cool that at the same time when you're playing, I think it'll be see each other at the line, like, oh, cool. And then as soon as the puck drops, it'll just go back to normal.
So it is kind of an interesting situation. You've signed with the Clan. You're going to be with us after the GB Olympic qualifiers. You'll be with the Glasgow Clan. And then you're going to take your talents, your extreme talents to North America. We'll touch on that in a minute. But in that short term, when you're wearing the purple jersey, and important to note as well, the contract is if you do come back, you'll come back to the Clan, but you're going to go and you're going to kill it in North America. But for that month, like it's a neat situation because you get your chance to start in pro hockey in a special place for your family in Scotland. So what's kind of the mindset? Are you breaking it down to GB Olympic qualifiers, Clan, and then North America, or is it just let's hit the ground running on all three?
I think it's hit the ground running on all three. I think right now it's GB because that's what's next. So we have a big task there and kind of preparing for that. And then as soon as GB is done, it's done. And I worry about the Clan. I prepare for the Clan and I do my best and do whatever I can to help the team in any way I can. And then once that's over, then I worry about where I end up next. But while I'm there in Glasgow, it's 100% Glasgow.
And it's neat because you've got some childhood friends there and some really good friends in Lucas Bryan and Hazel. So talk about that because I'm sure that you guys are kicking around Nottingham and talking about what September is going to look like.
Yeah, I think I told Hazel was the first guy I told because we've been best friends forever, grew up playing together. And I think that's going to be a special moment to play together again and hit the ice together. Bryner. I love him. He was here this weekend, actually, because this week he skated with a group of guys here in Nottingham. So it was good to see him again. He's really excited. And then I'm actually going to be able to see my good friend, Reese Kelly. So we went to the Ontario Hockey Academy hockey school together for 2 years, I think. So we're pretty good friends. We've kept in contact over the years. So it'll be nice to just little family reunion.
You look at the season Reese had, and we won't talk about the negative. I mean, last year wasn't the season that should have happened in Glasgow, but someone who really took the opportunity to be a full-time EIHL player, full-time pro, what was Reese Kelly. So were you watching that from afar and going, yeah, I know exactly what this guy can do, and it's good to see him doing it?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think he's had a really nice hockey development journey ever since he came to Canada. When we were there, you could just see his development going and going and going and getting better. And especially with his size, he's really learned how to use it and be strong, which I think is one of his best qualities. But yeah, no, you kind of see a couple highlights throughout the year. I'm like, oh, he's doing well. You're just kind of happy for him from afar. But now I can watch him play with him in person. So that'll be really cool to see.
And talk about your brother a little bit. I mean, obviously, Logan, you're going to get to play against the likes of Robert Dowd, but you're going to play against your brother, and I'm sure that'll be fireworks. But have you guys been teasing each other a little bit over the last few days?
A little bit, yeah. I think he's really excited for me, and I think that's just going to be it'll be kind of a monumental moment. It'll be pretty cool. So we're excited, and we're starting to give each other a little bit of grief already.
And look, your dad is the head coach of the Glasgow Clan, and he's also the GB assistant coach. So is that interesting for you as well, to see how he prepares for GB in an assistant coach role, and now you'll get to see how he operates as the head of hockey operations, or the director of hockey and the head of, you know, head coach?
Yeah, it'll be cool. I think I used to do some camps in Nottingham, so I've kind of seen how he's operated for like weeks at a time, just little small spells. So it'll be cool to see how he is as a full-time coach and how I get to play for him. But no, I think it's a pretty cool opportunity. It'll be nice to be around him a little longer.
And you mentioned your family there. Has your mom been kind of saying, look, this is a great opportunity for you to play in front of the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins? Or is she just kind of stand back and let you make your own decisions, and then she's quite supportive once the decision is made?
Yeah, my parents, my whole family's been amazing to me all summer. I think it's been a stressful summer just with everything that's going on with school and the position I put myself in. So they've been amazing, and they've supported me all summer. And I think they're just really happy that I'm happy and it's all kind of figured out. So she's happy for me, and hopefully she can make it up for the Nottingham game, as well as my Scottish family. That'd be really cool.
Patan cuts back Perlini, took away his angle. Here's Mosey. Mosey off a glove, an Italian glove, so no icing. Trivolato, 2:15 remaining. Liam Kirk with the steal. Liam Kirk with the open net. Here's Nielsen. Nielsen scores! 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 Kane Nielsen into the empty net!
So it's really lovely when a situation, including your family, when everyone kind of has something to be excited about, because let's be honest, in pro hockey or pro sports in general, or even in broadcasting, you don't, like, not all sides don't usually get something that really is special. Yeah. But this is a special thing for you, your family, and for the clan.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's just worked out for everyone, like you just said. I think it's just the perfect situation, which you don't really get very often. So the clan, the coaches, the management will be able to look for what they need over that month, and I can kind of be a little filler for a month, as well as being able to prepare myself and try and leave the clan in the best position I can before I eventually leave.
So you're off to North America. We're going to respect the situation as it stands, where you're going end of September, early October. So that will become available when it's time for people to know what's happening. But you've got to be excited about that as well, right? Because growing up, you're probably, it's, I want to play in the NHL or whatever. So you have to take that next step. And this is it's a great opportunity, Kay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I just want to see what I can do in the world, like where I could go. Like, I'm really excited to come back to the UK and play. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it, but I just want to try and test myself and see where the highest point I can go. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least I can say that I've tried it. And I'm just really excited to get a new opportunity and some new hurdles to try and jump over.
No, it'll be really cool. And you and I talked off camera a little bit, so we know what's going on, and we'll be cheering from afar. And as you said, look, I have no doubt that it is going to work out. But if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, and I can't see that being the case, you know, you can come back over the next few seasons, and there's a spot in the locker room in Glasgow. But in saying that, watching your development has been interesting. Watching Kirky's development, watching Reese's development, that's such an important part of the game. And it's so good that young guys now want to kind of take that leap. I mean, maybe 20 years ago, guys, it was kind of like Super League or now the Elite League. That was the goal. But like guys have the goal of, yeah, I'll get to the Elite League. Maybe I'll play in the Elite League, but I want to go to North America. I want to go to Sweden. It seems the world has become a much smaller place for young British pro players.
Yeah. And I think the best thing is the way the national program's gone, like way before I got there, like all the likes of the people we've been talking about. They've really put Great Britain on the map, and they've done all that work. So I think it's really cool to see the younger generation being given the opportunities that those guys might not have had. I don't know. They might have had them, but I think what they've done for the country as a whole, like the hockey side of the country as a whole, is just incredible, because now their places are looking at us and giving us opportunity. Whereas 10, 20 years ago, however many years ago, they saw the British flag and they didn't really care much for it. But yeah, the likes of Kirky and all those people they're kind of putting respect on the Great Britain name.
Well, and yourself as well, Kate. I mean, you had some big goals at the top pool, some big goals in Division 1A, and that certainly gets noticed. It's certainly been noticed by the Purple Army as you have put pen to paper for that month and then beyond if you decide to come back. Do you have a message for the Purple Army? Because it could be short and sweet, this first go around with the Clan, but do you have a mention, a little note for the fan base?
I love pizza and I love Skittles. I'm gonna come and I'm gonna try my best. I don't know what role I'm gonna be in, don't know anything like that, but whatever I'm on the ice, I'll be giving it my all.
Important to note that other candy and other pizza places available if anyone wants to buy some sweets for number 94 in purple or a big pizza after a big win. I know you're busy. I know you've got lots on the go and you've got your summer skates and all that. I know that probably Robert Lakovich is pulling you out for the social side of things, as you have the good group there in Nottingham. But I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. We really look forward to the Olympic qualifiers, of course, seeing you 94 in the GB jersey, but we're really looking forward to seeing you, albeit for a short time as you go off to conquer North America, but we're looking forward to seeing you in 94 in purple, Kate.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait to wear it, and thank you for having me, and I can't wait to get started.